What's crazy about fitness is people take it way, way too seriously. It doesn't have to be such a serious thing. It has to be a consistent thing. And it has to be forever. It has to be something that's a lifelong journey. So that's what I want to talk about today to you. Making fitness a habit, making fitness a lifelong journey. So make sure you can always come back, download this episode, and listen to it later. Let's get the show started.
Hey, everyone. This is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, you. Welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling, happy face. Thank you for joining me. I hope you're doing great, whatever you're doing in the world, whatever's going on in your life. I hope you're conquering life. I hope you're doing fantastic. I hope that you are taking it on. So like I said earlier in the intro, I want to talk about lifelong habits. They're going to help you to keep going with this. And they're super simple. Like everything that I'm teaching you today is super simple, something that you've already been applying, but you need to hear it again because maybe you actually fell off the wagon, life happened, you had a baby. It's just anything, really anything. So these are going to be about 6 to 7 tips to really get you going and get you moving. And then we'll dive even deeper into them. Sound good? Great. So enjoy this podcast. All right. Number one, it's really simple, but you need to be drinking more water. The more water that you're drinking, especially if you're trying to lose weight, the better off it is. Because most of the time, when you are hungry, when you think you're hungry, when you have those hunger pains, it's really that you're thirsty. You really are thirsty. So you need to be drinking lots and lots and lots of water. Water's great for you. Water, you know how sometimes you feel a little achy in your joints? You know, I really believe that it has to do with your water intake. The more water that you're intaking, the better off your body's going to be. Because I think the stat is, 80%, 85% of your body is made up of water. So if you're not intaking enough water to help supply the body, then the joints are going to take effect. You're going to hurt in the joints. Just different things are going to happen. So you just want to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. Well, how much water do I need to have in a day, Andrew? Well, at least 80 ounces, at least 100 ounces, at least 200 ounces. It's just going to depend on your body type and our body size. A gallon is usually a really great indicator, but not everyone can do a gallon. I know. You also got to take into account your coffee that you're drinking, your zero-calorie energy drinks, zero-calorie beverages, anything like that. You also want to take that into account as well. But most of all, just try to drink some water. It's going to help you with weight loss too because there's no calories. There's zero calories tied to it. But what if you don't like water? Well, you can add some things to it. I'm not against aspartame or sweeteners, artificial sweeteners. Just drink the freaking water. Just put it in there if you need it, but drink it. Number two. You need to be managing your stress levels. So I was having a conversation the other day with a client, and her big thing, she's got 4 kids. She's in her 40s. Kids are going to practice to and from school. She's still having to drop off kids. She has teenage kids. She also has a kid that's in college. So it's going to be stressful for her because also, too, she's a mom, and moms stress way differently than dads do. They just do. That it's just in them. Moms just do. I've trained a lot of moms throughout my time. I've been doing this a long time. And they just stress differently than dads do. Dads are more chill. Moms are not. So they take on the entire stress level of the family. So when you tell someone to manage the stress or keep stress less, it's kind of hard to tell a mom that. But I do. I tell moms that all the time. I'm not necessarily saying you need to stress less or you need to get away with the stress or you need to manage the stress. I just have to say this because it's the only way to say this. I just think you need to get more organized with your stress. You need to really put it back onto the kids. You need to put it back onto your husband. You need to put it back on your spouse. You need to put it back on them too, because the more organized you are in your daily life, the more organized you are with your week, with your month, the better off you're going to be with your life. You just will. You just will stress less. Things won't bother you. Because if you can write out, like if you can literally take a calendar and write out your entire month, if you could go, okay, and this is what I do. This is really what we do at home, but this is what I do with my business as well, is I will take a calendar out and I'll write down from October 1 all the way to October 31st or October 1 all the way to November 31st, because I just did it, the social media calendar. So I will write out exactly what I'm going to do every single day for the social media. And every single post that I post, so if you're a follower, you'll see that I will post every single day exactly what I put on the list. And sometimes I'll change it because life happens, right? I have to do other things. The same thing goes for you. You need to have a calendar because it's going to help with your stress. Because when things happen, you can always revert back to the calendar. Kids will get sick. Family members will get sick. Stuff will happen. Flats will happen on the car. Car maintenance, doctor's appointments, all those things. But if you have them scheduled, if you have the things that are really, that you know have to happen, they're scheduled. And that way you can get into other things. You can attack other things. You can have other things. But you need to write things down. I'm a big person that writes things down. I don't do as much goal setting as much as I used to, but I definitely write down what I want to accomplish. I definitely write down what I'm going to do in the next year. I definitely write down the things that I want to see, the things that I want to change, all those things. I do write them down. So I think you need to do that, and that'll help with your stress level. And don't procrastinate. I'm big on this with the kids. Stop being a procrastinator. Don't be doing this project the day before. Finish it. Do it at least 2 weeks before. Finish the project. And then you can have as much fun as you want, right? But don't procrastinate. That's the worst. Number three, you want to sleep at least 6 to 8 hours at night. I know. We have a year and a half year old. We have an 18 month old or whatever the heck people say nowadays. But I guess she's 18 months. Her birthday was in April. So I guess, yeah, 18, 19 months. And for a time there, we weren't getting 6 hours of sleep. Heck, we weren't even getting 5 hours of sleep. So it was harder. Days were harder, everything. But that time has actually passed because she actually sleeps a lot longer now. And I really do believe in the sleep, because that's when the magic happens. That's when the hormones get to really take effect. And when you drink alcohol, it kind of impacts that. You may think, oh, I sleep a lot better when I drink alcohol. You really don't. You're restless, you're tired, you're exhausted, all those things. Your body doesn't really get to relax. And it affects your hormones, and it affects you even more as you get older. Because you're dealing with a lot of other things. You're dealing with things, less movement. You're dealing with stress. You're dealing with just more. Life is just more difficult. It just happens. That's just what happens. So we have to make sure that we're sleeping. And you have to, again, if I have the calendar out, I know that I'm going to bed every night at 10 o'clock. And I'm communicating that to my spouse, or I'm communicating that to the kids. Our kids have to go to bed at a certain time. Our little kids, the bigger kids, we're a little more lax. But the smaller kids have to be in bed by 8:30. That's just the rule. If they have practices, they're in bed by 9. That's just a rule. That's just what has to happen. And you stick to that, and it makes them feel a lot better. Don't you know you feel a lot better when you have a plan? You just do. You're going to be more likely to finish it, to start it, and finish it. You just will. So that's number three. Number four, you want to get in at least 8,000 to 10,000 steps per day. If you get more. I can't tell you enough that I love the step thing. I love my Apple Watch. For that reason, because I can look at my steps, I can be accountable to something. I have to get at least 10,000 steps a day. I have to. Sundays are my worst day because I sit a lot. We go to church, we watch the Cowboys, we do those things. So I still make sure I get at least 8,000. I really do. I'll go walk, I'll go do something, I'll find something to do just to keep moving. I want you to try to get at least 10,000 steps a day. The more movement that you're getting in, the more calorie burn that you're going to have. No, you don't have to go running. If you want to run, then run. But you don't have to do that. You can go for walks, long walks. But again, it's got to fit into your plan. It's got to fit into your system. It's got to fit into that. Think of your life as a system, as like a way of living. You have to make this a lifelong habit. This has to happen all the time. Because if you can make this a lifelong habit, you're going to move a lot better. I can't tell, man, it just breaks my heart. I recently talked to my grandpa. And he's 87 or 88, I believe. He just lost his brother at 90. That's a long life. 90 years old is a long life. And I know that his brother wasn't a very active man. He wasn't active, but he lived to be 90. Imagine if he had been active. I always think about that with people that die, is imagine if they actually weight trained most of their life, or they did some type of functional training, or they walked, or they did physical fitness. Imagine how long they would have lived. Imagine how long they could have added like 5, 10, 15 years to their life. I think about that a lot. I really do. because we become immobile as we get older, and that can't happen. We have to get in our steps. We have to keep moving. Why does your back hurt? Because you stop moving, you sit down. So you need to be moving. You need to be doing things. You need to be active, 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 active. That was number four. Number five, you need to be lifting strength training weights. You need to be lifting weights at least 2 to 3 times per week. I love lifting weights, and you can do it really simple. Like yesterday, here's what I did. Yesterday was more of a push day than anything, and I like to throw in curls because I'm a guy. I like to see my arms. That's just me being me. So I did bench press, 3x8. I did incline dumbbell press, 3x8. I did lying dumbbell press, 3x8. Then I did a chest fly, 3x10. That was my workout, my upper body workout. I can throw in shoulders into that workout based on time, which I have before, and then I can finish with some bicep curls. That was my workout. That was my strength training workout. That was it. And I was in and out in 30 minutes. If you want to go do something else, you can. You can add cardio to that. You can go, all right, well, I'm going to go run on the treadmill for 10 minutes, or I'm going to do an elliptical for 10 minutes. But your primary part of your workout has to be lifting weights. It has to be some type of physical fitness of getting stronger. Because you're not going to get stronger by running. You won't. Your cardio will get better. Your heart will get better. But you're not going to get any stronger. You want to be stronger in order to do those things. So when people argue with me and they're like, well, you can't substitute weight training for cardio. Yes, you can. You can substitute it. It just depends on your goal. No, if I'm a long distance runner and I do marathons, no, fool. You can't go in the weight room and expect to become a better runner. You have to train at running. This episode is for those that are basic, wanting to live a long life. And most of the people that listen to me are just average Joes like me. So we're just average people wanting to live longevity, a long time, and be able to play with our grandkids one day. I think that's big. So lift weights. And if you want to do cardio, add it in. I'm not a big cardio person. I don't think cardio needs to be like, well, then you need to do 2 to 3 times a day or a week. You need to get on the treadmill and do this. No, go outside and walk. That's enough cardio. In your weight training, your heart rate's going to get higher. If you throw in burpees, your heart rate's going to get higher. If you can sustain it at 80, 70, 80% of your maximum heart rate in a workout, that's freaking fantastic because you're going to improve your heart. You just will. I always think about when I'm exercising, my arteries and my veins, they're like canals or tunnels of water, blood, I guess you could say. Well, they are, but what I picture is water. And like when I exercise, the canal, the tunnel just gets like full of water being pushed through. And like there's like cholesterol and gunk that's on boats. And they kind of are like, whoa, my gosh, we're going down the tunnel. Oh, no, we're about to die. Ah, it's coming. I just think that's what I picture when I'm working out, like the blood just rushing through my veins and there's just oxygen going through and just like creating havoc and pushing out all the disease and the gunk and the cholesterol and the crap. That's what I think when I'm weight training and exercising and kicking my butt and doing burpees and stuff. And that's what I think. But I think that's what happens technically, physically, I guess. So lift weights, do some cardio if you want to, but at least 2 to 3 times per week, you can get a great workout in, you can get a great program in, and just stick with it. Here's kind of the last one going into this, but you want to eat at least 80% nutritious food and the rest for non-nutritious food, I guess you could say. Now, 80% is probably, it's going to be tough to hit, but I would at least shoot for it. What I mean by that is you can't go through the drive-thru every single day. You can't eat crap every single day. Now, you can eat crap 20% of the time, so 80-20 rule usually is something that we learn in fitness. But you can still get to your goals if you're doing 80% nutritious food and 20% less nutritious food. But if you want to step on a stage and have the freaking six-pack, eight-pack abs, you can't follow that. But that's not who's listening to this, right? These are people. You are a person that wants to still have a good time. So make sure every meal that you have, even if it's a protein bar, it's protein. There's a protein source in it. Protein is what helps you build muscle. The more muscle you have on your body, lean muscle, muscle, whatever type of muscle you want to call it, just so you can get out of your head, is you got to make sure that you're supplying it. I tell my 7-year-old son, if he wants to push people around on the football field, he's got to have more muscle on his body. He's got to be stronger. So guess what he has to eat more of? So when he would rather have more of the sugary stuff, I go, no, man, if you want to push people around, you're going to have to eat some more good things. Vegetables, you're going to have to eat your fruits as well. You're going to have to eat a lot of protein if you want to build muscle, if you want to do more push-ups, if you want to be able to slam someone on their back. You got to eat well. You have to eat better. You know what to do. You're a grown person. You know that going through the drive-thru and getting a number 4 Big Bacon Classic isn't the way to go. You know you should go home and eat something there. Even a sandwich is so much better than eating that. A sandwich, there's a protein source in there. There, get a low-calorie bread, have some lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, and put that bad boy, put 3 or 4 or 5, 6, 7 different strips of meat within that. There's a lot of protein, low-calorie. I don't know why sandwiches get such a bad rap. I guess it has to be the bread thing or whatever Atkins paleo that everyone crave person was on years ago, but it's still great. It's still so much better. You're going to save money too. So you want to eat at least 80% of the time good foods. Other 20%, don't. Just don't. Why not? Have a beer. Have the hamburger. But don't do it all the time. Don't do it all the time. These are lifelong habits, guys, that you can do. That you can do with your hand raised. If you can raise your hand up. How many of you think that you can do this? Can you do this? It's like I'm talking to a class, but really I'm only talking to one person. But can you do it? I think you can. So keep it simple. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode because that's my message. Keep it simple as possible. Don't stress out about it. Does it fit into your life? Yes or no? I hope it does. If you get a chance, please subscribe to this. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Subscribe to everything that we're doing. Like everything. Comment when you have questions. Go check us out on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Pinterest, which is crazy. Over 2,000 followers on Pinterest now, which blows my mind because I have no idea how to use Pinterest. But go and check it out. Have a good time with it and ask questions. Thank you so much for your support. And I hope you enjoy this sick beat. See you later.